You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So lately there have been a number of calls to improve the ocean's health around Aotearoa, and especially with the government having declared a climate emergency. Especially in Auckland, we've seen a number of calls to improve, especially marine reserves, with numbers of snapper and crayfish considerably decreasing. One of the groups calling for action is Māori o Te Moana, which was formed last month on Great Barrier Island. To understand more about Māori Te Moana, I talked to Bianca Ranson of Ngāti Kahu Te Whangaroa, Ngāpui, and started off by asking how and why Māori o Te Moana was founded.
So, mid-December 2020, so last month, we had a hui out on Aotea, Great Barrier Island, where we brought in Māori from different hapu and iwi all over Aotearoa to hui and to wānanga on different kaupapa that are happening in relation to the moana, and to share ideas and kōrero about things and awareness really about things that are going on, and really make sure that we are making those connections and building a strong network. So we had kaumātua, we had, you know, Māori scientists and ocean scientists, we had activists, we had the climate change iwi leaders group chair. We had a whole range of people of Māori who are really actively engaged in the protection of the moana. And then the real kind of like objective of that was that the outcome of it at the end of the hui was that we established, out of it came Māori o Te Moana. So a smaller group called Te Moana Nui o Toi called that hui on Aotea. And out of that, everyone came to a consensus that we would move forward as more of a national group, hence Māori o Te Moana.
Okay, so part of the kōrero was to sort of call action on major groups within Aotearoa. So who are you calling action to when it comes to protecting our oceans?
The main focus is really around working collaboratively and making sure that we can utilise people within the network depending on which different kaupapa we are facing. So in some instances, that'll be led by mana whenua. And so one example of that is out on Aotea, who through Protect Aotea are currently in the Environment Court against the Ports of Auckland, who are wanting to dredge the channel through the Waitemata by Rangitoto, and then subsequently what they do is they dump that material off the coast of Aotea. And dumping has been happening out there since World War II, and it's led to the complete destruction of some of their traditional fishing grounds, and it's particularly the hapuku. And so that's one kaupapa, but the main focus of it is that, and the main issues that we're focusing on are around extraction. So that can be dredging, it can be, you know, OMV down in Taranaki who are still drilling for oil, pollution, so that can be plastics pollution, that could be sedimentation, and also climate change is a huge issue. So the ocean is obviously our biggest carbon sink, and as the temperature rises, and with the amount of carbon that's being absorbed by the ocean, and as the ocean temperature rises, there's only so much that the ocean can absorb before the temperature of the ocean is going to get so high and acidic that it's going to really put the biodiversity in the ocean, you know, at risk of collapse. And we're seeing evidence of that, particularly, you know, with report after report that confirms it within Te Kapa Moana.
Okay, so without high levels of corporate responsibility, do you think the change which is needed can be achieved?
I think that, you know, corporations need to be held to account over what they're doing. So, for example, I know that there's been a lot of work done, particularly, you know, to do with oil and the continuation of that extraction happening in Taranaki. So when it comes to these big corporations, it's really about, it's great if everybody can, you know, take some responsibility in terms of choices that they're making, but really the big change has to come from the top. And so it's really about holding those CEOs of those different companies to account, because with the amount of destruction that's happening, it's got to stop if we're going to kind of make it through this extinction period that we're entering into. And it's important that people know, you know, the situation that we're in, but also